Nathan DeYoung is one of the four finalists in Star in Agribusiness. Nathan, start us off by telling me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, not a problem, Hannah. So I own and operate my own business called Innovative Communications and Marketing. This is all a combination of my agriculture communications SAE, and it's been in the process of development over the last 5 years. I provide services to those involved in agriculture and also those with outside the agriculture industry, including social media, website design, you name it. I provide that service. For me, I'm currently a senior at Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana, and looking forward to graduation with a degree in telecommunications journalism, but also meteorology.
How did this SAE start? Where did you get your beginnings at in agricultural communications?
So my beginnings actually started in eighth grade. It was a culmination of joining FFA, but also a podcasting club that my science teacher put on. It was going out and getting the story for the first time, putting together an audio wrap that I've really found the love for media. Then it was in FFA when I did a website redesign for our FFA chapter that served as a true sounding board and a true platform for me to move my SAE forward and really gain the knowledge and skills necessary for today's industry.
Tell me about, have you encountered any challenges or any obstacles that you had to overcome within your experience of your SAE?
So my biggest challenges that I've had within my SAE have been financially based. In an SAE that requires a lot of technology and a lot of means to keep up with changing media practices, it does add up over time. I can recall several situations where I prioritized buying a camera or the next piece of equipment over maybe eating out one night of the week or two nights of the week. It's making those hard financial decisions, and that is just one of the many challenges that I face through my SAE.
If you are selected as the Star in Agribusiness finalist winner, will it change anything from your day-to-day operations?
Actually, it won't. I still will have those 11 clients back at home to be able to work with and move their products forward. It is humbling to be in this position, to be a finalist for the American Star Awards. However, I hope this serves as a catalyst for another FFA member that may be embarking on a very similar journey as I did in the eighth grade to serve as that catalyst to move forward, to get their start in the SAE.
Let's talk about those 11 clients. Could you tell me more about what it's like finding clients and working with them and maintaining the relationship with them?
So working with clients is pretty hard from day to day. Finding clients is even more difficult. I would say most of my relationships that I have with my clients are strong. It's about building trust and strong relationships with each one and learning how to become, I always say, a friend that you could have coffee with. I always want my clients to feel open and honest about the process they're embarking on because communications can be tricky, and I really want the clients to feel comfortable about what they're getting themselves into. In terms of finding clients, I always look for leads. It kind of goes back to those journalistic values that we hold as an industry, as a journalist. Finding the leads, looking for things that may stick out. Okay, that client did this. Maybe I could help them out. Let's see if we can reach out to them.
Let's say you could turn back the clock and change anything that you've done within your SAE. What would that be and what would it look like?
To be honest, my first couple years of my SAE were pretty rough. I didn't have a clear strategic business plan. My goals were kind of loose and not really formalized. If I could turn back the clock, I'd go back and really focus on setting strong goals and a strong business plan right out of the gate. I think that would have helped me be farther along in my program than I am today and really be able to move it forward at a quicker pace, per se.
What's it like being an entrepreneur and running a business as a college student?
It's challenging, by all means, but very rewarding. It's rewarding to know that I can take skills from the classroom that I'm in and apply them directly to clients that are affecting real-world situations. I always encourage my clients to do good in the world. That goes back to my values and what I instill in all my clients. And that's what I'm able to take from the college classroom. And it is very rewarding.
Who are your role models that helped you get to where you're at today?
So my primary role models are my parents and my advisors. My parents play a significant role in that because they do own and operate their own business also, Edges of Indy Landscaping. So they served as a catalyst in the program of really helping me get the business-minded sense. The advisors, it was that chapter website that started the whole exploration of media, and I thank both of them for that.
I've been talking with Nathan DeYoung, one of the four Star in Agribusiness finalists. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.